Foxtrot at Dallas.
Foxtrot Tower.
Yeah, we're circling over New Holstein Airport. We have a parking area there reserved, and I'd like to get instructions for inbound for landing for VF Golf.
Roger, follow the NOTAM for the VF arrival procedure for Oshkosh, please.
Unfortunately, I think I left that NOTAM at the airport.
Well, I would suggest you go back and pick it up then, sir.
Well, sir, if I could get some help at the airport, apparently when I just called them, they said they closed at 2:30. I'd like to just get in there before it closes, please.
Okay, are you familiar with where Ripon is?
Ripon, is that an intersection?
Do you have a sectional chart, sir?
I have IFR is what I have in that right now, sir.
Do you have a GPS in your aircraft?
Affirmative.
Ripon, R-I-P-O-N. Punch that in. That should be acknowledged by your GPS.
Okay, I'll do it.
Once you've got that published in, you have a pencil and paper, I can give you some information to write down.
Sorry, I really appreciate it. It's been a bit of a day here. Thank you. We have Ripon in now, and it looks like a heading of 260. I'm going to turn my transponder off according to the NOTAM that I read for turn to standby.
That's correct. Go to Ripon. Be at 1,800 feet. When you reach Ripon, out of the northeast side of the town, there's a set of railroad tracks that comes out of there. Pick up the railroad tracks and monitor frequency 120.7.
Okay, go to Ripon and 1,800 feet railroad tracks. Do the railroad tracks run west?
Railroad tracks run northeast out of Ripon towards Oshkosh Airport.
Okay, and I want to maintain 1,800 feet up to pick up the railroad tracks, is that correct?
That is correct. Fly at 90 knots, 1,800 feet, monitor 120.7.
Okay, 90 knots and 1,800 feet, and I have the code. Thank you very much for helping me, sir.
Okay, and what's going to happen out there is they're going to pick you up as you approach Fisk, which is about 5 miles southwest of the airport. You're going to hear the controllers talk to you. They're going to identify you, ask you to rock your wings as you come up the track, and they'll give you further instructions at that point.
Okay, I remember reading that. Thank you.
Okay, see you in a little bit.
Okay, thanks again, sir, for your help. Oshkosh
Tower.
It's just a question. I got the instructions from the gentleman. Since I'm traveling from New Holstein over the lake right now, east of the lake, I'm going to be pretty much going through the airspace of Oshkosh. He wants me at 1,800 when I get to Ripon, but should I be flying just normal 3,500 or so through the airspace until I get to Ripon?
Whatever you need to do to remain clear of the Delta airspace at Oshkosh, you do need to remain clear of the Delta airspace at Oshkosh on your way westbound.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to confirm. Thank you.
Pardon.
After I go to Ripon, should I program Fisk in the GPS for the next six?
No, sir. Just follow the railroad tracks northeast down out of Ripon to Fisk, and it'll be about 5 miles. You'll see some strobes, and they'll give you further instructions, and the frequency Fisk is 120.7.
Okay. All right. So still the railroad tracks to Fisk. Okay. Thank you very much. I understand. Now, we're at Ripon inbound now, 1,800 feet following the railroad tracks, but are we supposed to be following that traffic, or we just keep following the railroad tracks inbound?
Just pick out an aircraft. If you see another aircraft around them, we'll want you about a half mile behind that aircraft and follow them up the tracks at 90 knots. Everybody out there should be operating at 90 knots and 1,800 feet.
Okay, yeah, I heard that fellow on 20.7, but I don't see anybody, so I guess I'm just following the railroad tracks now at 1,800 feet.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And keep monitoring that frequency. As you get up towards Fisk, they'll talk to you. They might pick you up by Cessna, they may call you by a color of aircraft, and they're going to just tell you to rock the wings and give you runway assignment and frequency at that time.
I see. Okay, so 1,800 feet, just continue the railroad tracks, that's going to take you to Fisk, and then they'll talk to me at 20.7. Thanks again.
Are you on?
Yes, Tal, I'm talking to this other fellow. I'm just at Fisk right now.
Okay, just follow their directions.
Okay, we'll do it. Thanks.
All right, you're going to write downwind for runway 18.
I write downwind for 18.
Stay over the tracks and iterate right base for runway 18 right.
You want a right base for 18 right?
Stay over the tracks for right base for runway 18 right.
I want to go off the demo 2-5.
Left here, sir? 18 here.
There's 2-18. Just continue inbound on the base flight.
Right. We're going to land on 18 right and maintain at least 1,500 for crossing 27, understand. Is 18 right a runway or a taxiway?
That's a runway. You'll see a blue and a pink dot on it.
Is an airplane right at the end of the runway?
Yeah, that's 18 right. That's affirmative. I'm going to go ahead and change to 18 left. 18 left.
The 18 left. It's a taxiway. Is that right, sir?
It's a taxiway, but today it's a runway.
Okay, that just that really helps. I just damn confusing me. Keep calling. Okay, I understand. It's a taxiway above. You want me to sidestep now? That other plane is moving off that 18 right.
Hold short of the 18 right, and there's a guy right there in the pink shirt off your left, and follow his instructions. Hold short of 18 right.
Okay, thanks again.
You're welcome. Welcome to Austin.
Whitman Ground, Skyhawk.
Skyhawk, this would be Whitman Ground.
We just backed off of 18 left, just for reference to some of the doors working up here. I'm looking at the map of our hangar. I've got some northbound jets. I'd like to be with viewers or something, flag out. I don't know where I'm going.
The best way to tell them where you're going would be to put a sign in your way and say you want to go to Basler. Yeah, if you're looking for the FBO, or are you looking for turbo conversion? Yeah, that's on the north side. They'll flag guys will get you there, and then if for some reason you can't make a sign, I'm sure they'll you can pop a window and yell Baslers, and they'll know what to do.